Good afternoon, everyone. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 17, 2016.
This is the Senate Education Committee. Present today are Senator Gardner, Senator Huggins, Senator Giesel, myself, Senator Dunleavy. I'm anticipating that Senator Stevens will be with us shortly. Purpose of Senator Stevens is here. Purpose of our meeting today is to hear SB 190, exemption from post-secondary education regulations. This bill was first heard last Thursday, March 10th. We heard the bill again on Tuesday, March 15th. After discussions, the sponsor and others, my understanding, has got together and worked on some small issues on the bill. There is now a committee substitute for our consideration. I would ask that Senator Huggins, if you could please move the committee substitute.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move CS for House Bill 190, Education Version Hotel.
Thank you very much, and I'll object for discussion. Will Trevor Gutierrez and Diane Bloomer, staff to Senator McGuire, come forward, identify themselves for the record, and give us an overview?
Through the chair, Trevor Gutierrez, staff to Senator McGuire.
Good afternoon, Chair Dunleavy and staff, our committee members. Sorry about that. Diane Bloomer, for staff for Senator McGuire. And what I'd like to do, if it's your desire, is to explain the changes quickly and then allow the executive director to address any other issues.
Sounds good. Please proceed.
Okay, so the new changes for the bill, we added, does not require a professional or occupational license under AS08. B, provides training primarily for recreational purposes, and C, at the advanced training level, prepares program graduates to teach or instruct in that field. So basically, that covers what we were looking for, is the recreational types of programs. That yoga example, or karate, maybe Zumba, some of those kind of things. They also added, at the request of the administration, we also added definitions for clarity to eliminate any of that gray area. Happy to take questions, or I'm sure Diane Behrens can answer some of that as well.
Questions from members of the committee? I think it's kind of understand the bill. Thank you. I guess we'll have Ms. Behrens come up. Please identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Diane Behrens, Executive Director of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. The CS before the committee today is one that is mutually agreeable. I think it's a nice solution to create a avenue for programs such as the one the sponsor desired to see exempt, to be exempt, without putting at risk protections, consumer protections around vocational programs.
So this takes care of the issue. You see no problems moving forward.
That's exactly correct, sir.
Questions for Ms. Behrens? Senator Stevens?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make sure, there you don't see any unintended consequences out here. I mean, we're talking about simple things like karate and yoga. Nothing else could slip into this, could it?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I would never say never, because I can't see the future.
Well, you're retiring, so what
but
are you?
For, sure, why not? No, I don't see any unintended negative consequences to the approach the committee's considering.
Thank you, Ms. Burns.
Questions? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. Please substitute for HB 190, version H has been adopted. Public testimony is still open. Is anyone online that wishes to testify? Anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony at this time. What is the role of the committee? Is there a motion to move this bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move that CS for Senate Bill 190, Education Version Hotel, with attached zero physical note, individual comments, as amended, move from committee.
Is there any objections? Seeing none, this bill is now moved to the next committee of referral. And with that, we will sign the bill, and that is the only item of business on today's agenda, so we will conclude.